That we do, that we do. Ladies and gentlemen, Bristol-Myers, makers of Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche Be Beforehand Lotion presents Wednesday with You. Starring Nora Martin, Fred Martell, Leonard Seuss and his orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Von Zell.
Harry, we've been up here in Eddie Cantor's Mountain Lodge for a whole week, and you're still sore at him.
Did you say a whole wheat or a whole week? Well, look at the place, Leonard. It's a broken-down shack. Really, ever since I've worked for Cantor, he's taken advantage of me.
Well, gee, he's been very generous with us. I'm sure he pays you what you're worth.
That's what I mean. He takes advantage of me.
Oh, you're only fooling, Harry. I'll bet you've got a lot of money.
Yeah, Nora, that's just the trouble. I haven't got a dollar.
Well, it's your own fault. You should have held on to your money.
Well, I held on, but Cantor wouldn't let go.
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Von Zell. He gave us a vacation with pay.
Vacation with pay promises, you mean? He told us this was a garden spot, didn't he? Well, look at it.
Well, there's a beautiful cactus plant.
Beautiful cactus plant with one cat. One measly cat.
Harry, you shouldn't talk like that. Maybe things haven't turned out the way Mr. Cantor promised us, but he has a lot on his mind, after all. He's a great star.
Great star?
Sure.
Great star. He's a pop-eyed promiser.
Oh.
Well, he'll never amount to anything. He's just a flash in the pan.
Flash in the pan?
Flash in the pan.
Why, Harry, Mr. Cantor is in the Ziegfeld Follies. He's in the movies, radio. Why, he's been a big name in show business for 36 years.
Yeah. But what's he doing this summer? What's he doing this summer?
Gee, nothing, I guess.
Like I told you, flash in the pan. Well, I don't... Just don't mind me, kids. I get sore every time I think of the way Eddie roped us into operating this place just because he couldn't hire help. Sorry I interrupted your rehearsal for tonight's show. Go ahead, Freddie, Nora, Leonard. Let's try those songs from Carousel again, huh?
I loved you time and again, I would try to say. All I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go longing to tell you, but afraid and shy, I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Soon you'd leave me. You would go in the mist of day, never, never to know.
Went out like a lion, a whipping up the water in the bay. Then April cried and stepped aside, and along came pretty little May. Look around, look around, look around. June was busting out all over the meadow and the hill. Buds are busting out of bushes, and the romping river pushes every little wheel and wheel beside a mill. June is busting out all over. The feeling is getting so intense that the young Virginia creepers have been hugging the bejeepers out of all the morning glories on the fence. Because it's June, June, June is busting out all over. Ladies, the men are paying court. Lots of ships are kept at anchor just because the captain hankered for a welcome they can only get in port. Because it's June, June, June. just because it's June, June, June.
Oh, that sounds swell, kids. But look, there's a lot of work to be done here besides rehearsing for the show tonight. Listen, Leonard, what were you doing in the barn this morning? Milking the cows standing up?
Well, I'm a gentleman farmer. I never sit in the presence of a lady.
Isn't that... Look, kid, tomorrow, before you do any milking, take your trumpet down to the barn, play a tune. Teach that cow to rumba.
Well, isn't that silly? Teaching a cow to rumba?
Look, son, milk we can always get. It's butter that's scarce.
Oh.
Shake it up, old
Say... Nora, are you ready to rehearse Dream?
Yes, I am, Leonard.
But we still haven't fixed those steps from the lobby to the second floor.
Hey, that's right. I fell through those things last week. Let's get busy on that. Now, fixing the stairs is a three-man job. Leonard and Freddie, drag in that lumber and start hammering those nails there.
Well, Freddie and I are doing all the work again. How does that make it a three-man job?
If one of you smacks his thumb with a hammer, who's going to be standing there ready to holler, ouch?
Oh.
It's a three-man job. Now, you kids, think I ought to do it again?
No, it's all right.
No, now, you kids go on, get to work there and fix those stairs, and don't be afraid to use both hands.
Well, my sister uses four hands.
Four hands? Leonard, that's ridiculous.
It certainly is.
Well, yeah. What's ridiculous about using Touché, the before hands lotion?
Oh. Why, bless your fat little head. Isn't that wonderful? Your sister's a very smart girl, Leonard. For any woman who wants to help keep her hands soft and smooth and lovely is using Touché, the before-hand lotion. Touché, you see, is the new idea in hand lotions. A creamy, fragrant lotion that's designed to help keep hands the way you like them. And because Touché is the before-hand lotion, you can use it before you do dishes or tub your undies. Why, Touché is so effective that it'll help guard your hands even in hot, soapy water. Touché is wonderful, too, when used as a powder base. And it's perfect to help keep your legs soft and smooth, particularly in the summer when the skin has a tendency to dry. Why don't you begin today to use Touché? Hey, Nora, sounds as if Leonard Seuss and the orchestra are ready to hear you sing Dream. You ready?
Dream when you're feeling blue. Dream that the things do. Watch the smoke rings rise in the air. You'll find your share of happiness there. So dream when the day is through. Dream and they might come true. Never are sad as they seem. So dream, just dream.
Asleep. Where is everybody?
That's a fine thing. Can't trust a soul. I lie down for a measly 2 hours, and what happens?
A mosquito bites me.
Oh, it's you, Leonard. Well, it serves you right.
Well, gee, my cheek feels as warm as toast. You think I ought to put some butter on the bite?
Don't be silly. If a mosquito wants to bite you, let him take it dry.
But, Harry, it hurts.
Well, stop complaining, Leonard. You're healthy enough. Look how nice and red your face is.
That's the mosquito bite. Here's my face.
Where?
Here.
You know something? The mosquito bite looks better.
Oh, hello, Harry. I see you're awake.
I wasn't sleepy.
No.
I wasn't. I think better with my eyes closed.
And you snore better.
Never mind that. Snore better. All the work we've got to do around here for the formal opening tonight, and you kids run off and go swimming.
But, Harry, before that, I plowed the field and gathered 20 bushels of perennial herbs of the Asclepiodaceae family.
You watch what you say.
No, I did. 20 bushels of perennial herbs of the Asclepiodaceae family.
What is that?
Weeds, Harry, weeds.
Weeds.
I think the only thing that will grow around here is that cactus plant.
It wouldn't be so bad if we could get one with two cacks. But listen, don't lose patience, Nora. Let me tell you a story.
All right.
I remember once I planted a little seed in very tough soil.
Mm-hmm.
A tiny little seed. I took care of it, nursed it, watered it. And you know, in just 3 months, that little seed grew and grew.
What did it grow into, Harry?
A big seed.
Hey, kid. Did you tell Mr. Bonzel about the cannon?
Oh, Harry.
Cannon?
We forgot to tell you. On the way to the lake, we found a beautiful cannon.
A cannon?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. 4th of July. Bam.
Yeah.
Wham. Oh, boy.
But, Harry, it's a very old cannon.
How do you know it's old?
Well, the plaque on it reads, "This cannon fired for the first time July 4th, 1771.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, that's ridiculous. There wasn't any 4th of July, 1771.
Oh, yeah? What came after July 3rd?
Cantor told him to do that. But I love to have that Eddie Cantor here right now. I'd load him into that cannon, shove in a barrel of buckshot, ram a charge of powder, and I'd blow... Oh. Hey. Oh, boy, have I got an idea. Kids, I've got the idea of the century. What century is this? Make a note of this. I've got the idea. This is sensational. What a stunt for our opening show tonight. I see it now. The talk of the nation.
Yeah.
Cantor's Cozy Cabana. Nightly entertainment featuring the human cannonball.
Gee, that's great, Mr. Bonzel. Who's going to be the cannonball?
We'll have a... Oh. Oh. Oh, Freddy, my son, this is a two-man job.
Oh, not again.
Now, Leonard, you keep out of this. Now, Freddy, my son, one of us is the human cannonball, and one of us does the firing.
Never mind the firing. Which one of us gets shot out of the cannon?
Freddy.
Yes, Father?
It's got to be either you or me.
You or me?
You or me.
Well, which is it? Now, wait a minute, Mr. Bonzel. I'm too big to get into a little cannon.
I'm not too big, Harry. Can you shoot me out of a cannon?
You, I could shoot out of a flip gun. But listen, Freddy.
Look, boys, why are you leading Harry on? You know the cannon doesn't work.
It doesn't work?
No, it's too old.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. You can't do this to me.
We do.
There goes the greatest idea of the century. No human cannonball. No crowds. No people. Nobody flying through the air.
Take it easy. Don't take it so hard, Father. Please, Father, don't take it so hard.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, I've got the second greatest idea of the century.
What?
Listen, we'll... Two ideas in one century. That's not bad, you know.
Great.
Kid, listen. We'll make a giant slingshot. Two trees, a big rope, and we'll tie it onto a... Leonard. Have you ever been shot out of a girdle?
Harry, where did you get a girdle?
It's Eddie Cantor's.
Mr. Cantor wears a girdle?
What do you think's been holding him together all these years? Leonard, now listen, get this picture. The crowd,
yeah.
The people,
yeah.
All out to watch you,
You.
Me.
A cheer goes up. There you are, sitting in the girdle. I put a $20 bill in each one of your hands.
That's $40.
A lightning calculator, Ian.
Yes.
And look, Leonard, I throw one arm around your neck. Grab your feet with the other. I pull you way back. I let it fly. You shoot through the air.
With $20 in each hand.
High in the sky, mile after mile.
Yeah, but Harry.
There you go.
Yeah, but
into
Harry.
The brave blue
yeah, yeah,
yonder.
Harry.
Soaring
yeah,
high.
Yeah, Harry.
Soaring high.
Yeah, Harry.
What's bothering you, kid?
Why am I holding a $20 bill in each hand?
Boy, where you land, it's going to cost $40 to get you back.
What did I say? What are they clapping for?
Harry,
I
won't do it.
He won't do it. He won't do it. He won't do it. That's gratitude for you. I knock myself out trying to build up this place, get people to come up here. Will you kids cooperate? No. Well, I'm leaving.
Harry, where are you going?
Upstairs to my room, and don't follow me, anyone.
But, Mr. Bonzel...
Stay in the lobby. I don't want anybody around me.
But, Harry, you don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing.
But the steps, Harry, the steps! I forgot!
Harry?
Where are you, Mr. Bonzel?
I'm back in the lobby again.
Gee, I'm sure glad we got out of there in a hurry. You know, Harry was really mad.
Oh, he'll get over in time for tonight's show. Say, are we through rehearsing?
I'd like to go over You Belong to My Heart.
Okay, let's take it from the beginning.
Belong to my heart now and forever, and our love had its start not long ago. We were gathering stars while a million guitars played our love song. When I said I love you, every beat of my heart said it too. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss when they met mine. Now we own all the stars and a million guitars are still playing. You are the song and you'll always belong to my heart. 'Twas a moment like this. Do you remember? And your eyes threw a kiss.
I'm sorry about those steps, Harry.
Forget it, Leonard. It's not your fault. It was just an accident.
Well, yeah, and it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Now, listen, Leonard.
Oh, gee, don't get mad again, Harry. I didn't mean it that way. We know you're always trying to help.
You do?
Sure. You were just trying to get people up here.
I was?
Oh, of course. You like people, and they like what you say.
You mean like what I said this afternoon about the human camom ball?
No, Harry. I mean what you say every Wednesday. All those helpful things about, you know what.
What? Yeah. Oh, yes, yes. You mean when I say, ladies and gentlemen, whenever you wake up feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glassful of sparkling Sal Hepatica. For sal hepatica taken then brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that means you don't have to risk feeling miserable all day waiting until night to take a laxative. And besides this quick, gentle relief, sparkling sal hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight or tomorrow, get a bottle of sal hepatica, remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better thanks to gentle, speedy sal hepatica.
Yeah, Harry's a great master of ceremonies.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the way you received our last act, McGinnis and his dancing pig. McGinnis will be back with us next week, but unfortunately, this was the pig's last performance. Mr. McGinnis lost his ration book. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you liked what you've seen, you're going to love what you're about to hear. Our musical director, the young man with the horn, Leonard Seuss. Here he is offering The Sunny Side of the Street. Ladies and gentlemen, now as a fitting climax to our Independence Day show, we honor a man who was born on the 4th of July, a great American, George M. Cohan. In his memory, Nora Martin, Fred Mortell, and Leonard Seuss bring you some of the songs which you might want to remember and which your mothers and fathers will never forget.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Do or Die.
A real live nephew of your Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle Joy.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan.
Proud of all the Irish blood that's in ye.
Devil a man can say a word again me.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C.
Tis a name that a shame never has been connected with Harrigan. That's me.
For it was Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say Mary. And it was Mary, Mary, long before the fashion came. And there is something there that sounds so square. It's a grand.
my regard to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave.
You're the emblem of the land I love, the home of the free and the brave.
Every heart beats true, neath the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag.
But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Over there, over there, send the word over there.
That the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums are coming everywhere.
So prepare,
stay aware.
Send the word,
you beware.
We'll be over, we're coming over, and we won't come back till it's over, over there.
The show went over big, didn't it, Harry?
Gee, they liked it, huh? You're great, Mr. Von Zell.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, kids, no, really, it's because everybody pitched in. You know, it's cooperation. I think we'll make a place out of this yet. Why, even our one little old hen cooperated. You know what she did?
No.
She laid 7 eggs in 5 days. And you know what, kids?
What?
I'm giving her the weekend off. I appreciate cooperation, believe me. But as for the rest of us, we've got a lot of work to do around here yet. And come canter or high water, we're going to make a success out of this place. Tell all your friends there's going to be another show next Wednesday night. And in the meantime, friends, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays with you possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Harry Von Zell reminding you, we'd love to spend each Wednesday with you. Say, folks, here's a P.S. If your back aches and your muscles are darn sore from work or exercise, help yourself to some fast relief with Minute Rub. Minute Rub, you see, is a modern, quick-acting rub that helps bring speedy relief from those tired, aching muscles. All you do is rub Minute Rub on briskly, and in a minute, its counter-irritant and pain-relieving actions help bring soothing, welcome relief. And listen, here at last is a quick-acting rub that's also greaseless and stainless. Disappears like vanishing cream. Minute Rub will not harm clothes or linens. So anytime you have muscular aches and pains caused by physical overexertion, get quick relief the modern way. The greaseless, stainless Minute Rub way.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.